Vayishlach page Chavov. Like 10 lines into the second column. Okay, Dalt Rebbe over here, the new mime we started yesterday, Dalt Rebbe is discussing the fight between Esav and Yaakov, the Malach of Esav and Yaakov, which is a battle between good and bad. And so Dalt Rebbe asks, how is it possible that bad could fight good when the whole existence of bad comes from Hashem? So basically the existence of bad, of evil, comes from Hashem. So how in the world can it basically fight itself? I mean, that's what he's asking. How could you fight yourself? So the Alter Rebbe starts explaining that in order for the difference between Kedusha and evil, Kedusha is what's called Hashem gives you panim al panim. Hashem gives it, he wants to give it to you. So it's like face to face if I give you something. Sometimes if I hate you, but I have to give you something anyway, so I throw it over the shoulders. So therefore, that's what we're up to now. So he says, the beginning of Bittul to Hashem is a level of Chabad, of Chochmah, Bina, and Das, of intellect. And then it comes into the Midas of Ava, V'yira. And then it comes down to the right leg and the left leg, which is Netzav Rehid. And he says, okay, like 10 lines down, maybe more. Which is of Kedusha. Nevertheless, even though it comes down in a very limited form, it still comes down from Elukus into Chochmah Bina Das and through the Sfiras, right? Then it comes down to the lower Sfiras until it comes down into even Asiya, the lowest level of Kedusha, which is Asiya of Kedusha. From there it goes out into separation, the Alma de Pruda, to be a world of separation in a way of Yesh V'davu V'fnei Atzmi, of a separate entity, and they call God the God of the God, but they say they are also something. They consider themselves to be something, meaning, because they don't feel Kedusha, so then you feel yourself as a separate being. When you feel that your existence is dependent on Hashem, then you're nothing. Then you're only Hashem. You're bottled to Hashem. But Kedusha lowers itself to such an extent, and this is what David wanted. Hashem wanted evil to exist in the world. Because of evil in the world, it's called Tachtainim, the lowest level. And therefore, Hashem can make a dwelling place down here. And like we learned the other day, in order for good to be good, we have to have the ability to do evil. Because if you can't do evil, then when you do good, it's not good. Good is when there's a choice of good and evil, and you choose good over bad. The Kabbalos, and therefore, how do these lower levels receive Kedusha? It's not rak me'achurei ha'or de nukva. Only through what's called the backside of the skin of the female, whatever. It's only the combinations of letters. Derech nikvei are through the holes of the skin, haino b'cholu makim revach, in the open place, shebein tziruv letziruv. Basically, what Alter Rebbe is saying in unkabbalistic language is that evil, like Moshe, I'll give you an example, like nails and hair are evil. Why do we know we're evil? Because you have to cut them. Hashem didn't make that, just like the fingers don't keep growing and you have to cut the finger. The fingers are the fingers. That's it. Then Hashem made hair and nails. Yeah? Now, l'cheir Hashem could have made us that the nails are, that's it, and it doesn't grow like the finger. I mean, or the hair. It could be a certain amount of hair, and that's it. Hashem created nails. Hashem created hair. And by the way, that's why the din is after a haircut, after you cut your nails, you have to wash Negel Vasser, right? You have to wash until you die because there's a Ruach Ra on hair and evil, and hair and nails. Now, what's the uniqueness of hair and nails? Well, what's the similarity, so to speak, between hair and nails? Both of them, when you cut, it doesn't hurt. That means the nails get life from the body. The hair gets life from the body. It grows. But nevertheless, if you cut it, it doesn't hurt. Why not? Because it's a very limited level of life coming from the body. God forbid, you cut your finger, it's going to hurt. Why? Because that's openly connected to the body. So the same thing, and that's the muscle, so to speak, within a person of evil. Here in nails, Hashem said you have to keep cutting them because you have to get rid of the evil. Long nails, the Gemara says, is despicable. Long hair, the Gemara says, the Torah says, is despicable. So you have to cut it. But why is it? But they're getting chayas from the body, but very, very limited. And therefore, he says, the pasuk says, in Tabia Kaneshet, if you pick yourself up like an eagle soars higher than all the other birds. And therefore, the Gemara likens evil when a person picks himself up over everybody else, which is gaiva, haughtiness, which is the source, ego, which is the source of all evil. That they elevate themselves with chutzpah and haughtiness. And he says, what's the chutzpah of evil? Listen to the chutzpah that evil has. Evil wants to get kedusha even though it's not interested in becoming bottle. In other words, to rephrase it, teenagers, give me the money, but I don't have to listen to you. What is this chutzpah? They want to get nourishment from Hashem, which is Amshachas Abitul. In other words, they want to get the sustenance from Hashem, but I don't have to listen to you. I don't have to be bottled to you. So evil normally exists only from the external level of Yiddishkeit, of Kedusha. Their chutzpah is that they want to get it without having the Jews in the middle, directly. What they want to reach a level of elokus that we said light and dark are equal, shame bechinas bittul tefis makom klal lefanav, without even having the level of bittul. In other words, bittul is kedusha. They want to get the sustenance from Hashem without bittul.
So why does it last so long?
Huh?
Why does
because the level that they're not getting from premius. They're getting from the, because if you don't need a vessel, what's stopping it from continuing? If it's dependent on a vessel, so you break the, stop the vessel, you don't have any more. When that lady, Asius Lapidus, when she, you know, she came and she said, I have no more oil or nothing, and he said, the jug, right? Keep pouring the oil. As long as there was a keli, there was a sustenance of oil. The keli stopped. So that's it. In Kedusha, there's no keli. Then you don't get it.
What can you do for him now?
What? That's the power of the goyim they get from Makif. And Makif doesn't need a keli. And if Makif doesn't need a keli, so they can continue for 2,000 years and being on top of the world. And he says, that's where they want to get nourishment from Kedusha. So you'd start level sidus vitzipanayim. Like we said before, the mushroom of hair and nails. That's the evil getting normally the nourishment from a very limited amount. They want to get the full amount without without having to listen. So the pasuk says like this: Im tagbia kaneshen. If you elevate yourself like a neshen, meaning you want to get sustenance from Hashem only for without bittul. So the pasuk says, "Meisham oritchun umashem." From there, Hashem says, Yudke Vavke says, "I will lower you." What does that mean? Yavayu bechinis ishtalshulus tzimtzum v'ispashtus. What's the name Yudke Vavke? So we learned many times. Yud is symptom. Hey is spreading out. Okay? Vav is bringing it down. And again, hey. Bechinis akudim nekudim. All this color, the different worlds. Misham eritcha api seder ishtalshu mit symptom liyasinim shukupinimi. Keiner and tzav sheira ela b'misha batl. Because again, elokus cannot rest. And again, this is interesting. Exclus cannot, what is the expression he says? Shoida. Shoida means resting. Resting means internally. That can only exist when there's bittul. How do you get this hamshacha? In other words, how do you make a keli for that level of kedusha to come down? That's the level of Yaakov. Shuhim shechakudim nekudim. You know, and the color sticks over there. It says that he made akudim, nekudim, brudim. These are all worlds upstairs up there, higher than Atzilus. There's worlds akudim, nekudim, bria, along the way from Ak, down, whatever. But Yaakov Avinu wanted to have Kedusha brought down only Aydei Bittul. That's why the question at the beginning of the Maimon Al Rebbe asked, how is it possible for evil to fight Kedusha? Because it's sustenance from Kedusha. What's the problem? Why are they fighting? And how could they fight? So he says the fight is he wants to get it without the level of Yaakov, without the level of Bittul. And that's the fight. Okay, now he says, Yaakov Avinu was chosen because all his children were tzaddikim. And the Avis were Bittul and Chesed Gvura Tiferes. Right, Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov is Chesed Gvura Tiferes. Shebechin is Bittul Atzmei, Hainu Bechin is Chabad, Ein Lehem Machiza, Ela Bechagashe, Midas is Bailas Min HaBittul. And he says, because the Avis, and that was the difference between the Avis and Meshe Rabbeinu. The Avis were the level of Chesed Gvura Tiferes. Avram, Avi, Pachad, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, Titanem, Esul Yaakov. So Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov personified the level of Chesed Gvura Tiferes. Therefore, he made hotels, and this guy dug wells, and this guy played colored sticks, like we spoke. That's the Aved of Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. But that's only in the level of Midas. When Meshe Rabbeinu, at the end of Parshas Shmeis, the beginning of Parshas Va'era, when Hashem told Meshe Rabbeinu to go to the Yidden, Meshe Rabbeinu came back and said, what's going on over here? You made it even worse. He started questioning Hashem. He said, what the heck are you doing to me? You made it worse. Like, what are you doing? So Hashem says, the beginning of Va'era, Rashi quotes from the Medrash, they never questioned me. They never questioned me. I told Avram this, one day you kill him, one day you're having him, one day you're going to... He never questioned me. You all of a sudden are questioning. Yeah? So Hashem said, I missed the good old days. They never questioned me. The question is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu question and them not? So Chizkiyahu explained, because Moshe Rabbeinu is Chochma Vatzilas. They were Chesed Gvura Tiferes. They're not intellectual level. They're the emotional level. So of course there's no questions. It's only Midas. But Moshe Rabbeinu's level, Chochma Atzilus, Chochma needs to understand. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu did what he did. But he said, the Ovis are Merkovet to level Chesed Gvura Tiferes. Okay. Ela Shebachagashe Midas is Pailas Min Abitul. V'shah Miachiz Zelum Ezeh. Because then you have chesed of kedusha and chesed of evil. Gvura of kedusha and gvura of evil. Yishmol was chesed of evil. Yaisav was gvura of klipa. Right? Mash'engin chabat. Kenedash kol ha-makifim ha-mim bina. Bin all makifim, it says in Kabbalah, comes from the level of bina. The makav pushes off the evil thing, the external things, shame bazel lumazet rag nagazain tachtainim, and not nechel kesh kadashim shukal chabad. Okay, bottom line is, the Alter Rebbe is saying, whatever it means, the Alter Rebbe is saying that in Chochma, there is no zelu umazet. Even though it says there is, but right now the Alter Rebbe is saying, in Midas, just like you have Midah of Ava of Kedusha, you have Ava of evil. You have a Gvur of Kedusha, it exists in evil. And he says, this will be understood by a person. Sha'achar ha'tfila, chelefes ve'veres so'ava. The Alter Rebbe speaks about the Beinoni and Tanya, and he says that during the time of davening, by a Beinoni, he puts the Eitzahar to sleep. Why? Because at that time he's meditating in the greatness of Hashem. So godliness is revealed. So therefore, the Yetzer Hara goes to sleep. He doesn't kill it. because he's not only a Beinoni, but he wakes up after davening. And he says, L'cheira, why does it wake up after davening? He said, because of Avi Nasa Pnimius, okay, b'tfilah. It becomes Pnimius during tefillah, because you're meditating. You finish meditating, there's no more keli. If there's no more keli, it's not Pnimius anymore. It's not going to be Pnimius. V'shasa tefillah. Shasei, get in at the time of davening, meaning closes his eyes. It doesn't mean figure.
A Jew by default is not a keli?
No. Not for the Pnimius tikkun level.
Bichlal,
Yid has a neshama, no matter what. But we're talking about the field, the Avon Yid, no, this is only when you have a keli. And therefore, when during davening, when he closes his eyes, it's figuratively, meaning he's meditating into godliness, and he doesn't see this world, then the love becomes revealed because it becomes awakened because then he has the keli. It's not there because there's no more keli. There were two tamid when the Rebbe Rashab made Temcha Tamimim, you know, Tav Reshon Zayin, when he made Temcha Tamimim, afterwards, a few years later, the Rebbe Rashab said, there are two bachrim, that's the principle of Temcha Tamimim. He got back and everything else is profit. One was Reb David Haradokar, and one was Reb Shilam Grainim. Okay, Reb Shilam. No, not the Grainim. Reb Shmi, Reb Shilam. He said, those were the Karen of Temcha Tamimim, everything else is profit. So the story is told, Reb David Haradokar used to daven very, very long every day. Very long. And he used to meditate with his eyes open. He used to sit and think, but his eyes were open. One time, the Rebbe Rashab walked into the Zal, and he walked by him, and there was no reaction. He didn't stand up, he didn't. And the Rebbe Rashab stayed there for a little while and stared at him. And the guy still didn't see the Rebbe Rashab. Well, he would have stood up, and the Rebbe came in, he would have stood up. And the Rebbe Rashab said how much nachas he had from it, that the guy was meditating so deeply with open eyes and he still didn't see me. That's a level. I mean, we're not talking about a faker just faking it. For a Rebbe, you're going to stand up. You're not going to fake it, you know? But this is the level of Kedusha that, with open eyes, he says, davening, you close eyes. I'm saying that's figuratively. But there's a level of, during davening, your eyes are closed to worldly things, so then you're meditating, so then the Av of Hashem comes in the premius. What happens by a Beinoni, why isn't it called Emes? Because Emes means eternal. After davening, it leaves, because the person's not meditating anymore, so the Keli's not there. But in the level of Makiv, you don't need a Keli. So you, if your Beinoni is in a Makiv level, then you don't need it. And he says, "V'ein loch shadechas achitzenim ela mashu b'chinas makiv haino shein enigbo b'keli shudover kaim loat." But again, if you don't need a vessel for something, then there's nothing stopping it from happening, because you don't need a keli, so it doesn't matter if there's a keli or not. Like we learned many times, with dew comes from a level of alukus, which is above all this, above behavior. Like we learned many times, rain, it says in Shema, you listen, you get rain. You don't listen, I'm going to stop the rain. The Gemara says, Tala Netzah, dew never stops. Why doesn't dew stop? Because rain comes from a level of Kedusha that's dependent on behavior. Tal is an essential connection from Hashem that's totally irrelevant whether you behave or not. And like we said many times, friendship, marriage is based on behavior. Children, which is your essence, is not based on, you're not more child when you behave or less child when you don't behave.
A goy can never be bottled.
Not in a pneumistic way, no.
So why do we say that Shema Misoteinu Achim, he has to accept that he came from Torah Moshe Rabbeinu?
That's an action, not in a complete bittul.
That's bittul, I mean. But,
yeah, bitl on a certain level, it's not a pneumistika level. The guy doesn't become connected through this. First of all, almost all of them are negative commandments, except one, setting up a judiciary system.
So it's self-interest in a way.
Yeah. That's what the Rebbe explains in the end of Perek Aleph of Tanya. The Rebbe quotes the Gemara from Rashbi that says, the Rebbe says, closer to the end of the first paragraph of Tanya, that by Goyim, because they come from Shoshkin Satmeis, there's no good. And he says, whatever they do is for themselves. So somebody asked the Rebbe once, many, many years ago, that Luchay, we find Goyim that are doing good. Goyim are doing a lot of Goyim. How many Goyim during World War II risked their lives to save Jews? So the Rebbe answered, first of all, it says in Kabbalah that the Neshamas v'chassidei Umas Ha'elam come from Klipas Nega. Chassidei Umas Ha'elam that accept Torah Mitzvah, because Hashem told Moshe ben Har Sinai, they're Nesham, their Nefesh HaBam, it comes from Klipas Nega, not from Shoshim Satmeis. And then the Rebbe explained, there's a level of good that people do. Why does a person do good? Where does it come from? Because I want to be a good person. I want to be a proper human being. In order to be a proper human being, I need to do good. I need to be kind. I need to be generous. That makes me a good person. Why am I doing it? Not because I want to be good. Not because I really mean the good I'm doing. I'm doing good because it makes me a complete human being. I'm doing it for myself. Therefore, generally speaking, by a guy, if I'll lose out by doing it, I wouldn't do it. Again, those people that risk their lives, meaning they're endangering themselves, they don't come from Shoshkin Satmeis. But most people, when they do good, it's not because I'm doing good because good has to be done. It makes me a good person. So therefore, it's really selfish. I mean, it's very good selfish. You know, usually selfish the other way. I don't care about you at all. I care about you, and I want to do good for you because it makes me good. Mm-hmm.